here's what happened, Matt. I'll tell you exactly what happened. I know I'm going to drink coffee for a little bit.
Yeah, I get that.
Just let it swim around in there.
Do you want the last mint?
I would love the last mint.
Okay, maybe it, though, because your coffee.
Generous person. Yeah, maybe save it because you're
coffee. Well, I had this whole thing in 2 days, so these aren't precious.
Call me coffee?
I in the way that Ava said it, it sounded like that was the thing.
Oh.
Save it because you're coffee.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Wait, am I supposed to like look at you guys when you talk to me?
I know it's hard. We actually have a really big problem.
We do.
Yeah. Matt and I forget to look at each other. But actually, this feels like, for some reason, it feels easier to look at each other.
I'm kind of doing this.
This is weird if I do this.
Nobody told you to.
That's weird.
It's not weird?
I
was just trying something. Am I allowed to try something that someone doesn't tell me to do?
You can do whatever you want.
Welcome to Inbox, the show where we gain access to our guest digital correspondents and mine their personal lives for comedy gold. I am Matt Strout.
And I'm Nicole Dressbell, and our guest this week is Ava Victor.
Woohoo! That's fun, no?
It is fun. That is
really
fun. Woohoo, kind of like that?
Yeah, really
Also,
fun.
It's a good name. I don't think I've ever said it out loud before, but those double Vs are really beautiful.
Thank you. My mom must have thought about it.
Yeah, I bet she did.
I think a lot of people mispronounce it. You said it just right.
You have to get called Eva more often than you get called Ava.
A lot of times it's Eva. It's a lot of times of people not saying my name and me watching them not say it, which is fine. And people, one time a teacher called me Ava, which I thought was inappropriate for obvious reasons.
Well, that's just wrong. Yeah, exactly.
There's no reason. That means you know someone named Ava, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's lazy. I think that's just
lazy. That's lazy.
I think it could be lazy or it can be overcompensating. Like they were like, it's not Eva. Right. It's a different vowel sound at the beginning, so I'll just go too far in the
I'll
other
go
direction.
For it.
Yeah.
Have you given up on correcting people? Because I have a last name that gets mispronounced, and I just kind of gave up.
I say it because I think it's rude for them to later find out I didn't say anything, but I'm never mad when people mess it up.
Okay.
I'm just like, it's Ava, and then they usually don't remember that it's Ava, but that's okay. Because who fucking cares?
And you were also quick to say yes. You didn't play games or anything.
I guess I didn't really understand what I was signing up for until I listened to the podcast on the way over, but I'm really excited.
Was
that's
misleading?
How we should get people on the show.
No.
I think that's the key.
Here's what really bothers me about that, and I will say right now, Matt, I just got mad at you from the same place I get mad at my boyfriend.
Wow. I feel pretty honored to
You
hit
don't
that.
Send the emails. If you sent the emails, sure, you could be deceptive. I don't want to be the face of deception.
You weren't deceptive.
Hold on. I want to be clear. I and this is what my lawyer told me to say. I have booked guests for this podcast, right?
Yes.
That's an accurate statement.
Yes,
you cannot argue that.
No, you cannot.
And the lawyer is here.
Yes,
so.
And the lawyer is here. Did you just hire a lawyer to not get in trouble with me?
Yeah, just simply because I don't want to just be kind of held accountable for this by you. Yeah.
Okay, so should we dive in?
Ava, this is a really beautiful inbox. Wow. So
Why,
we're looking
it's clean?
At it's so clean.
I agree.
We are looking at only 2 unread emails.
Yeah.
And only 39 emails in the inbox total.
Really? Wow.
I have really filing beautiful. System that's not quite clear to me yet.
I really love this. And it looks
Thank
like
you.
All the stuff is wait. Looking at and it looks like
revealing.
All work stuff.
It's all work stuff because this week has been insane.
Wow.
I know.
Oh, and a lot of it is all from this past week. Wait, is this all from this week?
Well, because I haven't filed these yet. All
wow.
the other ones from my life are filed.
Wow.
My filing system is confusing to me.
Oh, hold on. Uh-huh. Sorry. I immediately need to know what I'm looking at, which is an
this?
Email called
Go
Trash
for it.
Club.
Okay, let me explain. So I'm a part, or I was... For about over a year, I was giving $30 a month to a vintage clothing store, I think in Georgia, and they were sending me a piece of random vintage clothing every month. I hated every single one but felt sad because all of them had like handwritten notes on them that were like, Ava, we thought of you. This is Riverdale, which you put in like your profile. And I was like, this isn't really Riverdale. And like I was just feeling sad about it. And so I changed my card because I lost my card. My like debit card, I lost it, and they are kind of like, oh, we noticed that you stopped paying, but it's kind of on purpose.
Wait, what does this is Riverdale mean?
Like I would be like, I like Riverdale because they asked me to like explain my personality, which is an impossible task. Yes.
Nicole rolled her eyes at me 4 times in the last 12 seconds.
Because she's a young person. Of course she means the show.
Okay,
wait,
relax.
But I stopped watching.
I've never watched.
The first season I thought was good, and then I was kind of like – this isn't serving me in the way I need it to, which is I feel sad about myself when I watch it.
Which
I
is how
auditioned
you felt
for
about
it.
The clothes.
Yes, I felt bad in the clothes too. Well, the clothes, she was like, this is Riverdale. And I was like, this is a knit blouse. That's not Riverdale. That's just, you just want me to know that you know who I am. I don't know. They're nice women.
Sure. But you have not responded to this email from 7 days ago. Are we just letting it go?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah, that's fair.
And let's file it away.
Yeah.
Because we do. So, oh, you just want it to go away rather than reply. And I was going to say we should reply.
Do you want to reply?
That's okay. What we do on this show sometimes, Nicole.
Really?
Email. Roulette.
It's time. I feel bad because you were talking about how your email is organized before, and then I got distracted by Trash Club. So I do want to apologize for cutting you off.
No, but pretty thrilled with where we're going.
Email roulette is where Matt and I are going to help you write an email. And then if you get a trivia question wrong at the end of the show, you have to send it. And because I didn't ask you in advance to think about someone, I think Trash Club is the email, right?
I have a question.
Yes.
Do I get to help with the email?
You get to type it.
I can bet on myself enough to try to think I'm going to answer the trivia question right.
That's a great attitude.
Okay,
I think there's a decent chance that the email itself is going to be like you stating actually how much you want to be in Trash Club going forward.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
To add some stakes.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, I thought you wanted out.
No, I do want out. I don't – see, this is my problem. This is why I didn't answer the emails because I'm like, I feel bad. She seems nice. I hate this subscription. I can't afford it in the way that it doesn't serve me.
Wait,
go for it.
Ava,
for
can
it.
I ask how much it costs?
$30 a month. That's a lot
that
of money.
That includes shipping, right?
Yes. One time it was like this insane overcoat, but I understood why that was $30.
Right.
And this girl I know who does it got like a broken necklace once. So it's sort of like – I don't know.
Well, so she gives you options. You can cancel, pause, or update your prescription.
Prescription.
Subscription.
If this was a pharmacy, I would not play the game.
She does use the term break up in her email. I just want to say
Let me read it again.
Yeah, let's read it. Can we read it out loud?
Yeah.
I think we have to.
Yep.
Will you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Ava. Just your neighborhood trash stylist here. I noticed your payments haven't been going through for about a month. I'm happy to cancel, pause, or update your subscription. Just let me know what you want to do. I don't want to either delete you before you're ready to break up or for dumb old computer bots to charge you again. Let me know what you want to do, and I'm happy to help.
I hate this email.
Really?
Can I just
really?
Say it?
Why? I think it might be because I did a dumb voice.
No, I don't like the whatcha. And I feel like this is a form letter that was written to have personality.
Oh, I
feel like this is a cut and paste job that's written to be fun.
I don't think it is. I think what it is it's a woman being like, you owe me money. I'm sorry. I feel bad. Let me be cute about it.
Really?
That's how I read it.
I don't owe her money. But, okay, the reason I think it's on a form email is because the H is capital.
Yes.
And they would have fixed that if it was like an autofill email. I don't know. I don't know what to do, you guys.
Well, but that's why we're here. I know. Ava, that's why we're here.
Okay.
I know.
So we're going to mirror. That's a tactic that people use in talking to the other people. So we're going to say, hi, name of the company.
Because they signed it.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, okay. But this whole thing's embarrassing.
No, exclamation point. You're mirroring. Great.
We're going to mirror and we're going to make the same length. Are we going to make this like the same length? Okay.
Yep. Just your neighborhood Ava here.
No.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Great. I noticed you emailed me.
This is like not mirroring. This is exactly mirroring.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you look in a mirror and sometimes it's slightly different?
Well, it's the opposite of a camera.
This is, by the way, way more aggressive than I ever would have imagined going with this email already.
Okay. I noticed you emailed me. Nope. Never mind. This is much better. I noticed my payments.
Please. I wish you guys could see.
Haven't been going through for about a month. I'm happy to cancel.
No!
Oh, wow.
No!
Yes. This is not really... Yes. Just cut and paste and change a few. I mean, you're almost...
No, it's funnier this way.
I'm having a nightmare out loud. Okay.
Pause or update my subscription.
Can we write prescription?
Sorry, prescription.
Yeah, yeah. Prescription.
Or update my prescription.
Yeah, because we got to include that.
Is it like this?
I think it is.
However you want to spell it.
Just let me know what you want to do.
Can I just say really fast?
Yeah.
Prescription is pronounced prescription and it's written prescription.
So will you write prescription, please?
P-E-R-R. P-U-R-R.
Oh, P-U-R-R dash.
No! Yes. Yeah. You guys did not tell me this is what it would be like.
Just let me know what you want to do. Yes.
It's actually kind of satisfying how close it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't want to either delete you.
This is insane because it actually works.
Yep. before we're ready to break up.
No.
Or for dumb old computer bots to pay you again.
I was going to say charge me again. It's interesting that you want to pay you again.
Oh, that's yours is better.
I've sort of succumbed.
Yeah, you
have you noticed?
Yep. Yes.
Yes.
You're resigned to it now.
Yeah. Let me know.
Watch it twice in this email. I didn't realize till I had to type it myself.
I know. Yep. That's why yep. I said I didn't like it.
What you want to do, and I'm happy to help.
You're not actually going to make me send this, I hope.
And you're absolutely going to have to capitalize that H.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
This is rude. I think I'll get like sued.
And then sign
you. You won't get sued. I'm being told you're fine.
Yep. Okay, great.
Wow. Yeah, and that's really...
What
does it say about... I just want to ask this question. Can you do this to any email you get? Because does it say something about this email in particular that it actually worked to basically change like a few words and it's just volleying it back? That's amazing, right?
Yeah. Hello, Matt.
Hi.
Hi. We're recording an ad.
Yeah.
This is an ad for Lola, which provides feminine care products. You do not use feminine care
products. I do not.
Correct. I do, though. But I want you to be able to be involved in the ad, even though you don't have personal experience.
Thank you.
So I think you should interview me okay. about my usage.
Okay. How did you get the box?
How did I get the box?
Did you receive anything in the mail? You received something in the mail.
Yes, it comes in the mail. Yeah. It would be impossible. It would be scary if it came any other way.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So
imagine.
It comes in the mail in a discreet, small box.
Yep.
I also like the colors. I think I talked about this last time.
Yeah, they
like
sent me some tampons too.
You did. Yes, yeah. You also got.
What feminine care products do you use?
I use tampons.
Okay.
Thank you for asking. I didn't always use tampons.
Gotcha.
But I did. I made a concerted effort at some point in my life to switch.
Okay. And does Lola provide tampons?
Yes, Matt. Lola does provide tampons.
Tell me more.
What a bummer if they didn't.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about Lola, will you?
Yeah, Matt, I was obviously going to.
Nicole, Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, and liners. They now offer sex products, too.
Yes, they do provide tampons. They also provide pads and liners, and their tampons are BPA-free plastic applicator or non-applicator tampons, depending on what your preference is. I feel like I've discussed this before, but I'm an applicator person, but I would also love to transition into being more environmentally friendly. So you could... alternate your choices if you wanted to, because you can update your subscriptions. This is a thing that I love. They, for every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S. because access to feminine care products in homeless shelters can be a major limitation, a major problem. I think that's pretty awesome. What is nice about Lola is they make the month very easy because their subscription is customizable. You can choose a mix. You can mix absorbency, you can mix number of boxes, you can update your frequency of delivery. This subscription is super flexible. Are you laughing because I struggled with the word subscription?
No, I wasn't. I'm just.
You're smiling because you're having a nice time?
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Yes. You can change, you can skip, you can cancel at any time.
For 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter inbox 30 when you subscribe.
So this is, if I were her, I would feel really scared to get this. And I would feel like, to send this email is to burn the bridge.
Sure.
Oh,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
okay.
Let's get back to your email, Ava.
So we're just going to put that one away.
Yeah, we're going to set that aside for
that's
a little
drafted.
Bit.
That's drafted. Don't worry, you'll be able to find it again.
Yep. Now, Ava, you were telling us a little bit about your emails.
Sure.
Before I cut you off. Do you remember what
well,
you were going to say?
I was going to explain the organization.
Yes,
I think.
Please.
Well,
please.
If we hadn't drafted that, I would then put that into receipts, even though that doesn't quite track. And the reason I had receipts was for tax purposes.
Yeah.
But I stopped using it for that because I realized what I actually have to do when taxes come around is go through every single transaction in my bank account. It's horrible. I'm not very good at that stuff.
But that is a better way to do it and make sure you don't miss anything.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
So I would put that in receipts because I just never want to see it again. But not because I think it belongs there. But I've decided to be at peace with the fact that some of these don't track quite right.
So you just put them anywhere basically is what you're saying.
Oh, actually, look, I have a category for them. I didn't know that. So that's where I would put it because this is where my old emails to them came. This is fascinating, no?
It is fascinating.
How much angst was this relationship with this company causing you before tonight?
I mean, very little. I forgot that email was in there. I'll say we have had some communication that was me saying, you don't get me. You don't get my style. But they say that you should be honest about it instead of just canceling. Just say like, you're not quite understanding what I like. And so we had this conversation, and then they started sending things that are also not what I like. So it's been sort of a long – I feel like I literally started in like the beginning of 2018. So it's been a long time.
Wow. That's a long time and a lot of pieces to get to know that don't work.
I know.
No, it's good.
There was one sweater I really liked, but that would make it like $400 at this point.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Actually, that's a completely made up number. I don't know.
Also, yeah. But you might be able to write off wardrobe.
Maybe.
I think you can write off wardrobe. Are you
it's
a company?
$480.
It's $480. Are you a company or are you a person?
Both.
Oh, great. Yeah, you can write it off. Write it off.
Yeah.
Matt, I'm going to deviate from the agenda a little bit.
Okay. I'd already forgotten what was on it.
Burp, burp, burp. Put a label on it.
Let's put labels on it.
It feels
you
like they should
like
all
a horn, a little horn before every. What kind of horn is that in your mind? Like
it's a kazoo.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Ava, what is the folder eh?
Oh,
that's
I have no idea.
It's
probably something that gives me anxiety.
Ah.
Oh, there's nothing in it.
Oh, Ava, isn't that nice? There are no conversations with this label. Oh, we didn't talk about this. This is a beautiful background.
I didn't really think I chose it.
Oh.
You must have chosen
it. I must
that.
Have.
I'm going to switch to this. I'm going to send myself a text. I'm going to switch my background.
You want to go ahead and take a picture of that one, Nicole?
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture. Oh, you're so smart.
This is like a Tahitian. Actually, that's completely wrong, probably. This feels maybe like Yosemite.
Because yeah, there's some snow-capped mountains in the back
Canadian?
There.
You know what? I think that the reason I would have done this is because it reminded me of like what I want a vacation to feel like.
Totally.
Obviously, that's everybody, I guess.
That's fair.
But there are always options for like mountains and that are like actual rock mountains, and I don't quite connect to those.
Oh, really?
No,
I like it in the background, but you want a tree mountain?
I like the water.
Oh, sure, sure,
that's
sure.
That's what I like
I
here.
See.
You have a lot of folders.
You have some very specific folders. Okay.
Yeah.
No. Ooh, oh, Ava.
Well, let me explain.
Are we allowed to talk about these? So these two are one after the other. What's the first one?
So I don't know. Click on it. Let's
it
see what happens.
It says Gov emails.
Probably emails from like the White House that I don't want. Oh.
Oh, yeah. NewYork.gov.
Okay. This is about taxes. This is when I needed to check the status of something.
Gotcha.
This, there's actually... Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So there, I was a part of this gun safety accountability group for probably like a couple of days, and she stopped emailing everybody after I think she lost steam. But
gotcha.
I care about gun safety, gun reform.
Sure.
It looks like there were four emails.
Yeah.
So we've got Gov emails, gun safety, and then ha 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 wow.
Okay, so ha ha wow is the show I host with Taylor.
Oh.
So this is at Reductor. So this is what this is like booking people.
Yeah.
But also sometimes that goes into a different. This is a pretty boring email because this is like a business email.
What's Ida know?
Hit right after that.
Wait, nobody. Can everyone look away for 1 second? I'm really nervous. Okay, so to explain, this is basically a couple ideas I had that I sent myself. Don't look at this. And then this is something where I said thank you to someone for writing about me, and then this is I didn't have any interest in this person's request, so I just put it away. I think these were just probably things that gave me anxiety, so I just kind of put them away.
So this is what ah should be.
Yes, that's a great point.
It feels like a lot of these labels are like a gut late. Like it feels like we're ending up with a lot of folders.
Well, let me show you how it works when you make a folder for me.
You're just gonna create.
Who knows? It's like this, and then I just file it away, and it's gone forever.
So it's gone, and then you don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
But you'll never go back into who knows.
Never until we do this again.
So you basically could just delete it. This is like a folder is like
I don't know how to do a delete a folder. Well, here we go.
No, I mean, you could just delete the email instead of creating
a folder. I would never delete an email.
Ava, you and I are almost email identical.
Wait,
yes.
You don't delete any emails.
What if you need like a paper record of like something happening?
What if it's just super spammy though, like 20% off?
Those go into somewhere else. Those goes into here.
Okay, so those go into your promotions. You don't ever see them.
Yeah.
I've started deleting those, Matt, because you made reasonable arguments.
Oh, really?
Cool.
I would like to delete these, but as long as they don't pop up in my promotions, I'm okay.
Right.
As long as this looks okay.
Wait, so I want to keep on these labels.
Okay. And I have one. I have one we can go back to, but.
Yeah, do it, bud.
Well, I'm just curious. Go up. Is that something?
That's very private.
Okay,
well,
okay,
that's fine. I'll just explain vaguely what it is. There is a relative who I don't know, and sometimes I hire private investigators to help me, but then I always lose steam. Does that help?
Wait, what else?
Wait, so much like your gun safety
yes,
friend. Yeah.
We're all sort of losing steam with important things. That is true.
Wow.
Cool.
What's this one?
Probably me trying to type improv.
Yeah, you have a label that's just IMRP, right under your improv label.
And that's nothing beautiful. In it. Should I delete it? That actually bugs me. We should get rid of this.
I don't know how you get rid of one.
Remove label.
Oh, remove label.
I don't know.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. I mean, we should just get rid of everything. Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing.
Did you do kettlebell?
Yeah. I mean, Rachel worked it and we couldn't get out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know Rachel.
Yeah.
It fucking ruined my life.
It's bad.
Did you like it?
I never did it. I was there when I worked in an office where three people did kettlebell. It's a delivery.
Did Rachel do it?
Service.
Still?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I guess that was a little while ago.
It was like a year ago. But the food went bad so fast. So the fridge would smell.
It's all the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
And one time, I think Nicole or Rachel found a piece of plastic in it. Mm-mm. We were like, kind of have to ignore that. Like,
You did not unsubscribe right away.
No, oh my God, it was there for and I also don't eat meat, which is brave and not stupid. This is so embarrassing because it's so much about dumb work shit.
This is?
I used to work at a boxing studio.
Oh, I thought that was Starbucks.
Spelled really cool.
Yeah. Do you abbreviate that to people, Nicole?
Yeah.
Want to meet at SBX?
Yep, I do.
Don't click it.
No, down there.
Oh, I used to work there.
You did. Didn't we have a thing where one of our guests wanted to work there?
Ali Kokesh wanted to work at Flywheel.
Oh, right. I know
this
her.
This is SoulCycle.
This is the opposite, but the same.
Yes, what's
the difference between the two?
Okay, I can actually explain this really easily.
Mm-hmm.
Flywheel is you get to see the number, see how well you're doing in terms of everyone else on a board. Like you see the number that you're
generating.
Yeah, it's like. It's
why
all sort
did you
of
start
perform-
to laugh there? Because
I have never really done it. I know this one a lot more. I don't know why I started with Flywheel. But that one is like sort of, we're all in the place working out. We're all clearly working out. We're all at these bikes. The numbers are on the wall. How is your score? Like endurance, boom. SoulCycle is like the intention is that it's like lights out, candlelight. You're sort of going with the flow of the music. Oh. And that's like the beautiful part. It's not really about the workout, but it really is.
But is it also like, does it hurt and it's like about pushing yourself?
Yes. I think when I worked there, it was sort of like, you just go into a class, no big deal. And
oh, okay.
I went a couple weeks ago and I was like, this is really hard and I can't go that much.
This email bothers me very much and I know I'm being hurtful, but I hope that
you're
cut out of your life whatever person invited you to a Dirty 30 birthday ride.
That person is actually, yes, out of my life.
Great.
And let's click on it and look at it. I never went. This is the one we should have responded
to.
Ooh,
mommy, can you just read the last sentence in this email? Oh, no, it's the last one that I want
to hope to see you on a bike.
Ooh, no.
Wait, hold on.
Try to say it. Hope to see you on a bike.
Hope to see you on a bike.
Say it like you really mean it. Can we take that one again? Really?
Yeah, I have to. Hold on. I got to.
Get into.
Yeah.
It's like, think about what it means. I hope to see you on a bike.
Yep. Hope to see you on a bike.
Nice.
No, it's so hard.
No,
it's too
it was
hard.
Good.
It was a bad line read because I just can't
try?
Imagine that.
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah. Wow, this is a hard one. Hope to see you on a bike. Too fast.
You said
I
it
rushed
the same.
It's really hard. We did do it the same. I just can't imagine.
No, you know what it is?
Oh, hope to see you on a bike.
Hey.
No, that was bad.
That one was interesting.
Hope to see you on a bike.
That's interesting.
That's a good choice, right?
Yeah, it was kind of like, oh no, what's going to happen on the bike?
I cracked it. Sometimes you have to start playing with the line and surprise yourself to discover the meaning. Hope to see you on a bike.
That's kind of freaky.
Yeah,
that's the end of a commercial.
Yeah.
For your bike shop.
Yep.
What does "we'll tap it back" mean? Is that a...
That's a move. Sort of a move that they do where you move your butt back and then forward again.
Oh, God.
Is that clear?
Yeah, it's clear enough.
Okay.
I really do want to reply to this now that you said we should have replied to that one, but oh well.
I know. This is literally the one, by the way. So me and my friend are writing... our idea is to write a funny book where we... I shouldn't talk. Well, I guess I can.
We can bleep out significant mm-hmm. words.
Just our idea is that it's like a book of millennial thoughts in the form of poems.
Oh, so it's not like a parody of Instagram poets.
It is.
It is.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
This is what it's called. And then this is the proposal. It's very vulnerable to share this because no one likes it so far.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Well, I mean.
Oh, no, it is.
It's
absolutely
like this.
What I thought it was.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with this.
Is this
style,
already done?
Ava? No, not at all. It's just the thing itself is so close to parody.
I know.
It's hard.
I know. Some of them I feel are amazing. Me and my friend wrote this, and we both worked together for a long time.
Right.
Probably not as cool as we thought it would be. Thought it'd be embarrassing that it's like all my like logged poems, yes, like that I think
exactly
of.
I that's what, exactly what I wished.
Keep dreaming.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep dreaming. I'm gonna dream about.
You'll find something.
Who? I'm sure that the answer is gonna be we can't ask. Who is all capitals?
My ex.
Wow.
Wow.
This is a folder. Hoo hoo. We don't go there that often.
When was the last time you think you clicked into that folder?
Probably. Honestly, probably a couple weeks ago, I was looking for an email that I sent. Okay. I was looking for an email that I sent, but I'm not. I wasn't looking at the surrounding emails, and the email I sent was also incriminating. I wanted to read it again and think about it.
Wow.
I would love it if this folder was just full of receipts. We just clicked that one. It's just a bunch of receipts.
It is.
Oh. Yeah, Matt means like literal receipts, not like millennial receipts.
I see.
Yeah. Clicky.
Do you want me to click it?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And speaking of the devil, like, I just got a couple texts.
From?
We're friends.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's click it. 1, 2, 3, go. Oh, my God. There's actually not that much incriminating shit in here.
Why did he send you $5? And why did you save it?
Because you want to need a record of it, right?
I wouldn't delete a Venmo charge because of my brain, but not because of how important it was.
Okay.
This was a nice thing because I was having a very stressful day, and I think it was an attempt to be like, here, get yourself a coffee.
Gotcha.
I thought it was nice.
That is nice. So that makes sense for why you would save it.
Thank you.
You weren't one of those it makes me a little bit crazy when couples make their public, like, that you split dinner or whatever, like, obvious on Venmo. Do you know what I mean?
A public Venmo?
No.
That's insane.
I don't understand why anyone does.
But I've seen, like, married couples who will be like, $12 for Thai. And I'm like, you're going to break up?
Yeah.
You're absolutely going to break up. If it's not like you get this one, I get the next one. You're splitting every bill.
Let me say something. I had a friend say this once, and I thought it was really true. It was like, if the whole thing is that you can pay for people's things, like, oh, I'll get your coffee, you get me next time, and that's mm-hmm. how friendship works. And if you don't have that, then you could just never talk again.
Right.
And so it's like beautiful to – and that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's just beautiful to be like, hey, we're not really keeping track, but you can just get me next time because that's how this works. It's like we're in this for the long haul.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Hello?
Hey, Matt. It's Nicole.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Not much. I was just calling to apologize for not going to your wedding.
Oh, wow. I didn't see that coming. Nicole, my wedding was almost 9 years ago.
Yes, but you invited me and I didn't attend, and I don't remember if I ever formally apologized.
I don't think you did. So, okay, sure. Thank you.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, here's what I'll say, and this is not a criticism whatsoever, but it was not, yes, that's the windup. And I mean, here's the thing. I'm assuming you did, like, paper invites?
Uh-huh. I think that's right, yeah.
Exactly. I go to a lot of weddings, and I find that as a wedding guest, paper invites fine, but it's not 1925. I'm not holding on to this for the next 9 months. I much prefer, as a guest, if a couple getting married has a website. Did you have a real website?
Yeah, we had a real website.
Oh, whoops. Was it Zola?
It was not Zola.
So, Matt, I think if it had been Zola, you would have discovered that's the easiest way to plan your wedding and to register for gifts.
Did you know that over 1 million couples have used Zola?
And our listeners could also. They can start with a free wedding website, which is so easy and takes just minutes to set up and customize.
Now, I will tell you, I actually did set up a new registry. I've been thinking about renewing my vows. And
because it's going to be 10 years.
Yeah.
You've been saying that. I thought it was a bit, but you're like seriously thinking about it.
No, it's a bit. I'm looking for any excuse for a party.
Sure. So,
I will say they did make it super easy to like get your registry going. It took like 45 seconds. You just answer some questions and boom, you're up and running.
Is it pretty? Because my understanding of Zola is that there are hundreds of beautiful wedding websites designs to choose from, all with matching invitation suites.
Another nice thing is there's an FAQs section that helps deal with awkward questions such as, are kids invited, which is always a kind of a tricky topic at weddings. So you can put that right on there. Or do I have a plus one? FAQs can just handle that. And then you don't have to have that exchange with people.
Right. And which is, as a wedding guest, you don't want to ask, but you also don't want to show up alone when you don't have to.
Exactly. No, no one wants to do that.
What's also great is that your Zola registry is on the wedding website, so it's a one-stop shop. So guests can get wedding info, and they can buy gifts all in the same place.
Build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 toward your registry. Go to zola.com/inbox and get started today.
That's Zola, Z-O-L-A. Go to zola.com/inbox.
I'll see you at the 10-year party, Nicole.
Yes, that's great.
Matt, do you want to do?
What else were we going to do?
Okay, never mind.
No, I got it.
leave this in. Hey, Rachel. Nope. Why did I say Rachel?
Okay.
Hey, Rachel, leave
definitely
this
leave
in.
Definitely leave it in.
Yep. Hey, Rachel, leave this in. But also, hey, Ava.
Yeah.
What's in the drafts?
Oh, what's in the box?
Oh, my God.
You can't put in the... You're just throwing in sirens, kazoos.
What is Ha Ha Wow tomorrow?
It's the show.
Oh, duh.
I know.
Ava, I'm so sorry I keep forgetting that.
It's okay.
Ha Ha Wow also just, it does it feel like an email like, thing. No, it sounds like a show. Wait, it just also sounds like.
So is this a bit?
What this?
Yeah.
No, this is me. Oh, actually, it probably is a rough outline of a stand-up show that probably went pretty bad.
Okay.
I had a pretty intense bout of TMJ, so I kind of wanted to talk about TMJ on stage, but nobody really had it. And then I was like, I went to acupuncture and no one really was having that. So the show went pretty bad.
So TMJ is like a jaw thing, right?
Yeah. On one side of my jaw.
Nicole, did you know what TMJ was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you what it stands for, but I know it's the mouth thing.
Something, something jaw.
It's like your tantric jaw syndrome.
Tit mouth jaw.
Oh,
wait,
I really
why did you send yourself a summary of what Brooklyn Nine-Nine is?
Yeah. Oh, because I was in this writing class and I wanted to mirror how they wrote that log line. It's so boring.
Wait, but this does make it seem like you are an invader from another planet. Yes. You are trying to digest our pop culture. Read the first.
Oh, this is my. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a workplace / police procedural comedy about Detective Jake Pearl. I'm like pitching it to my alien friends.
Yeah, you're studying it for like when you go to a human party.
No. I like this better. It's not that she's studying for a human party. She's pitching it to her alien friends.
Back on the alien planet.
Yeah. You have to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And Detective Jake Peralta and his colleagues in a police precinct dealing with criminals and the repercussions of not taking his job serious. I actually didn't write this. This was my teacher. Really good
That's
summary,
a bad,
right?
No, I think it's a bad summary. You use police twice.
It's
yeah,
too
but,
wordy. It's too wordy.
Oh, my God. Literally, he's a really good teacher.
I believe it. I don't think he's a bad log liner.
Okay. So we're kind of over that draft. Okay. Here, see, most of these are like when I worked at Reductress, I would send myself ideas for like headlines and then kind of look at them later or forget to look at them. Some of these are lists of things I have to
Wait,
do
sorry,
that day.
No, what's the bottom email? I mean, I think some of this is, it looks like some of this is like tweet drafts. What did you?
That's a tweet draft.
It is,
but
a tweet
I never put.
Okay.
I never posted that. I think that's pretty funny.
Tell us what it is.
Okay, so the conceit of this tweet is that it takes up all the characters you can use in a tweet,
mm-hmm.
and there's periods in between all of the words. Beto lost his Senate race. So that's a tweet about how he lost the Senate race. Why do we think he's going to win the presidency?
Nobody does except him.
I know.
But so those
and his wife.
Do you think his wife does?
No, I don't know.
I don't
she's
know
so
that
quiet.
She does. Yeah, I don't know that she does.
But she's like, congrats.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I like her.
Yeah,
I like
I do
the
too.
Idea of her.
I do too. And I also don't, because so many girls I really loved in high school dated him.
Yeah.
Not literally him. No, sorry. But
the
like
idea
that type
of
guy. Yeah, the idea of him. I feel like a certain generation of women. If you got married before 35, you married that. No offense, man.
Did you get married before you were 35?
I did. Yeah.
Is that why you said no offense?
Yeah. Well, really, more like I think Lucy also would have been, and which means Matt is that
is the better.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What are you saying about me right now?
No, I just not you, but just.
You basically said a lot of people made some really bad choices in who they married. Not you, though, Matt, even though you're falling into the category I'm talking about. Is that what just happened?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We can move on.
You're not the person who would be choosing. It would be Lucy.
Yeah.
Who
wow,
I don't know.
Good.
Yeah, well, that's a memory thing.
That's really impressive.
I have good short-term memory, bad long-term memory.
Oh, really?
We don't know. Don't click it.
Wow.
Ah!
Nicole just went to click... What the oldest email
Don't look.
Is.
Let me look.
And Ava has
I'm
really.
I'm sorry.
Just
I
the
have
oldest draft.
Control issues. Just. Oh my God. You want this. Okay, look at this. This is fair and also embarrassing.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I emailed a professor at NYU to go on a date.
Wait, how did you know him?
Because I did a show there.
Okay.
For a children's – no, I did – you basically – people can volunteer an hour of their time and then like write notes back to kids who sent in stories, like encouraging them to keep writing.
Is this your off-the-record voice right now? It sounded like you transitioned into off-the-record voice.
I did feel myself change voices as if I was like a professor or something. I felt like I had become really smart when I said encouraging children to write. Mm-hmm. Sorry I did that. That was very unfair. Let me say, I sent him an email and he never answered. And, but this is a draft, but I did send an email, so I don't know what the difference is.
Well, show me the draft. Show me the draft.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, but you met him. Oh, okay, I see, because you met him at this thing.
Yeah, and then later I emailed, because he didn't give me his email, I just sent, I looked him up.
Okay, can you please read this email?
Yeah, you got
to
read this.
And then I also need to, I need you to Google him so I can know what, can you first Google him so I know what he looks like?
Yes, what's his name? That actually is exactly what he looks like.
Okay.
That's not him. Yeah, that might be him. Hard to remember.
A little.
Wait, you don't remember anymore.
This is him. This is for sure him.
He looks like a guy you might.
What is this website you stumbled onto?
This is embarrassing for NYU.
No, this is the University of Michigan.
Oh, I guess he's had like a career.
He looks a little bit like a guy you'd marry before 35. Right?
I know. That's my immediate. That was my first
thought. Here.
Yeah, okay.
This isn't him. Does that help?
That is or is not?
That's not him.
Oh, okay, good.
This is him.
No, I get it. I kind of get it.
I think in person you would have liked him.
Okay, so email. Now the email.
Okay, so.
And I guess if the listeners need an image, it kind of looks like Matt.
Stop it.
He kind of does.
No.
Right?
I'll say his energy was like organic chemistry.
Right. But like, go back. Ava, go back. Tell me that guy doesn't kind of look like Matt.
No, I'm not
for sure.
He does.
You actually look like
than that guy.
Matt Saracen.
I think you also look.
On the positive
side. We've said this before. I think you look like Josh Dallas, too.
Who's that?
Google Josh Dallas. You really do.
From Sweet Home Alabama?
Yes, but also from NBC's Manifest and ABC's Once Upon a Time.
I saw him at SoulCycle. This isn't him. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, you do look a little bit like him.
I think so.
I can live with that.
Interesting.
Anyway.
So.
Okay, so.
You don't look like him here. Okay, anyway.
Okay, but I do want to say there's something here that Nicole should be upset about that she hasn't noticed. This guy's email address is in this draft. Doesn't that terrify you, Nicole?
Oh, it has in the past.
Because we're one keystroke away from sending
that. Yes, yes,
that's
true. It has in the past terrified me. But I think because he didn't respond last time, it feels like there's no consequences.
There are no
stakes. You should just send it, right?
You should just send it again.
No, that would be really bad. It's really embarrassing. This was also in, I think, I want to say like 2017.
I'm also going to say bad subject.
God, if we could just...
Well, what are you supposed to fucking say when you do something this stupid?
Yeah, that's fair.
The subject is, hey, it was a pleasure meeting you today. I honestly have never been interested in organic chemistry until today, so you truly did your job. I may be really off base here, but I wanted to give you my number. Beep, 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 beep. You know how it goes. Okay, bye, Ava.
You know, you also read young. I truly don't even have any idea.
This reads young?
No, you.
Oh,
in real life. I
really?
Like truly don't have any idea how old you are. And so
let's it keep
might
it
be
that
like,
way.
Right. So it might be that as a professor, if I got that email from you, I would be like, file it under the ooh.
Yeah.
You put it in his ah folder.
I will say it was an inappropriate age gap.
It was an inappropriate age gap?
Even just on site. It wasn't really? Cool.
Yeah. It wasn't cool.
No, it was weird of me. I was
But
really
how
young.
Big do you think that age gap is?
At least 15 years.
Wait.
I'm in a 14-year age gap.
Do you guys think about – have you guys
– Really?
Yeah.
That's
there's like
really
a
hot.
Have you guys heard of half plus eight thing? Have you heard of that?
What's yes.
That? Half
yes.
of one person's age and then add
– No, half years. Of the older person's age
right.
and then add – yeah.
Yeah.
And then add 8 years?
Yeah.
Yep. And that's the youngest you can
Can I
date.
Just do a little math really fast? Wait. Say it one more time.
Half plus eight. Half of, in this case, his age.
I don't know why I can't do this math in my head.
iPhone calculator now.
Oh, perfect.
You're good to go.
I mean – Not with this guy. This guy was way older than the age I just typed in.
Wait,
but
what was that?
Wait, what age did you just type in for the...
I was checking on one of my exes.
Oh, okay. Because
oh.
I just saw you put a number in your iPhone, in your calculator that didn't look legal to me, but I could be wrong.
Put the number in your calculator. I missed it. I wasn't
Will you do
looking.
The math again that you just did?
Yeah, no, I think you're
Oh, no,
be...
I know what you did.
Yeah.
I got it.
I started from not the base.
I saw a low number there, and I was like,
my,
this is the number
right
you saw.
My relationship just became
the number you saw.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. Wait, let's just say it.
He
was
saw
number 15.
15. Which would
so,
not be okay.
Hey, I looked at my lawyer. He was shaking his head. He was yeah. like, no.
My relationship based on that math just became appropriate this year.
Okay, wait. So tell me all about
oh,
it.
You
we
can
met
cross
in an improv
over.
Class, so you don't have the...
You don't know ages.
You don't know ages, and also you feel very much like peers. I think that does a lot to like dissuade you from the
right. It's dynamics. Like school is one thing.
Exactly. TA student. Exactly. Exactly. And then we did Tuprov together, and so that also makes you feel very. It was really hot. We did it for like a month, and then we were dating. Yeah.
You can't do it for that long if you have something.
Yes, I know. I know.
How long have you been together?
10 years.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Tuprov, just for anyone who listens to the show who's not an improviser, is two-person improv. Just got to say it.
I don't think anybody listens who's not an improviser.
There are. Yeah, no, you're wrong about that.
Just your parents. Nicole, but they've seen enough improv.
Nicole, in Nicole's mind, like 12 people listen to the show. So
I think it's a lot more.
I don't think it is.
It was the first thing that popped up when I typed in inbox.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Big time.
Hey.
Wow.
That's fascinating. I never thought about the fact that you can cross over the half plus eight threshold during a relationship.
Yeah. So
I think that's why it's a really good method.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Also, the thing about ages is they're constantly changing.
So really? Yeah. That's true.
Crazy that you didn't notice that.
But I almost feel like you can't – you – well, will every relationship eventually get there? No. Right?
No, how not
long?
Everyone.
Because you'd have sometimes to live a really long
in
time.
In some cases, you'd have to live forever.
Yeah.
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 And that's actually beautiful to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking.
We'll get to half plus eight one day.
Yep. I think we've been crossed over for a minute. I think we've been crossed over. I think we've actually been crossed over for like 3 years.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
Thank
you so
much.
Do you feel that change?
I bet you kind of do. I think you kind of do.
That actually means you're common law married now. I don't know if you know that. When you cross over? Yeah.
Frustratingly, common law marriage isn't a real thing.
Right. Did it stop being a thing at some point?
I don't know that it was necessarily ever a thing.
What's common law marriage?
It's the idea that if you live with someone long enough, you just get all the rights of marriage or you have certain entitlements of marriage. That's and I think it actually – or maybe it was never in New York State or it hasn't been in New York State for a really long time. Mm-hmm. It's different than domestic partnership, which is something you declare.
You declare and you can actually do that with not someone you're romantically involved in.
Is that true?
Yeah, with, not in. What?
We were all going to let that go until you flagged that.
That would have been really – like I think it's
Ava,
okay.
Are you on Goodreads?
Are you on Goodreads?
What's Goodreads?
Okay, great. That's the end of that segment.
I read a book recently that I loved.
What book?
Less. And we actually might have talked
about
it.
I knew it was going to be Less.
It was so good.
It's so good.
It made me cry.
So Chris just read it. I made him read it. And he did not cry. Chris is my boyfriend. And he didn't cry. So when you ask me if I'm happy, I'm gonna take back my answer. It really gave me pause.
Really
hard. He says he saw it coming.
Wow.
That's embarrassing. That's a lie. That's embarrassing.
I don't know. But
I'm going to read this book and tell you whether I cry or not.
It's so good. Matt, will you read it?
Season 4 of Inbox. It'll take me a while.
It's sped.
It's a quick read. It's sped.
It's sped along. Like a car.
Would Chris normally cry during something that elicits an emotional response?
Yes, if it's watching. I think he might be a person who doesn't cry when he reads, which for a long time I wasn't. There was something about like the brain process and like reading distracting you from like generating tears.
Yeah.
But then I got over that. Now I'll cry constantly while reading.
Because your book is just drenched.
Just always wet. Ava.
Yeah.
So go to the search bar.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh. Type in seamless.
Oh, my God. Last night, bitch.
And then type in. Oh
we can okay. Just let's go for
look
it.
At last night. Yeah. And then is being prepared.
Dining in.
Oh, my God.
Matt, I realize this is the way to make sure we get the good ones and not just...
Your order is being prepared.
Yep. It's always the same fucking shit. Okay.
Can you minimize the
yeah. You don't want to look at this anymore?
Or send it.
Oh, wow. We got a double order yesterday?
Yeah, dude. I got fucking... I got... And this actually was my second dinner and my first piece of cake of the night.
Oh.
I ordered cake because I was having a really sad night.
I love that. I mean, I don't
eat
love
this
that you were sad.
So many fucking times a week.
What
this is a
kind
rice
of food
cup.
Is that? Oh, okay.
It's a rice cup with spicy tuna on top, but it comes in a coffee cup and like a to-go mug cup.
Wait, no.
It's like
I lost you. Come back. With a little like plastic top, and inside is a bunch of flaxseed rice, spicy tuna on top, like cucumber, and like
it's a poke bowl, but in
really
a coffee cup.
But it's really simple.
But in but a very like poke, small, right? A very small amount, because it's in a coffee cup.
It's not that small,
so it's
but
more
it
of a
is
bowl.
Kind of like a normal. It's like when I finish that, I'm like I could eat other stuff, which is why I got the cake.
Right.
But also, I got the cake before it came, so that's not fair.
Wait, but hold on.
Yeah.
What's the appeal of it being in a in a coffee cup?
I think it's cute.
Okay.
What
okay.
makes it, in your mind, a coffee cup? Can you confirm that
it is
meant
exactly
to be a coffee
cup? It is exactly a coffee cup. Yes, I can confirm.
Is it
There's coffee
that
in it. It still smells like coffee.
Is it the reused? They recycle. Is there something on the side outside of the cup that signifies does it have that kind of brown, old school coffee cup look to it?
I'm literally looking
You were literally
right now.
Googling coffee cup to go.
Okay, that's not.
It's not any of this stuff.
Okay.
like...
This is what it comes in. Do you see how cute it is?
Uh-huh. It's a definite...
And it comes with one of the tops.
Yeah, it's a coffee cup.
And it is a coffee cup, but what it looks like is like a thin soup cup. Do you know what I mean?
What you did there, Nicole, it looks like a coffee cup, but it's not, you know, you kind of said...
What do you mean?
Well...
Well, what I'm saying is if you think of it in the context, not of a coffee cup, but in the context of a thin soup cup, then the fact that there's like rice and savory goods in it makes sense again.
I just feel like you were kind of passively negating what we had just agreed on.
No, I'm just saying sometimes you need to step away from things and look at them differently. It's also a very... It would be like the... It looks like it's the size of a tall coffee, not even a medium coffee.
Mm-hmm. It's the size of a medium coffee.
Really?
I don't know. I never get hot coffee.
No, look at this hand. Look at this big hand. That's a small... That's not... We don't know that it's a big hand.
I know because I've had it before.
Boom! What?
But then it also can come in a bowl.
You can get that too. That's a separate thing. Mm. These are the spicy tuna rice cups.
Got it. And is that like what you would get?
That's exactly what it looks like.
What's that sauce on the top there?
This is spicy mayo.
Got it.
But like, you know, it's good.
Got it.
That makes it sound like crazy, but it's really good. It looks like this when it comes, but...
Do you mix that around after you get it, or do you just start eating as it is?
I like to eat... In general, with food, I don't like to mix.
So, yeah.
So you're going to eat a bunch of tuna and then some rice?
No, I go deep and I get everything in one bite.
Okay.
But I don't like mixing it because sometimes I mix it and I'm like, this is all just sort of sticky and nothing means anything anymore.
What about salad?
Oh, it depends. I honestly don't eat that much salad. But
is that off the record?
Yeah. And that actually must be bleeped. But I like seeing all the things and how much more I have of them. I don't like surprises.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Do you have that?
No.
No.
I like a mix.
Okay.
I'm one of those, like, I want everything in the dish. I want it every bite.
Oh.
That's it. So every bite tastes the same, ideally.
Yes.
So you would take that and you would just whip it up, that tuna cup.
I don't know. I would, but I think that what you're saying makes a ton of sense. Like, I think you start to lose subtlety by whipping it up.
I think you're right.
Are you willing to try scooping from the bottom next time?
Yeah, for sure. Well, yeah.
All right.
I want to know about the cake. Can you go to the cake?
Yes. Okay. So this is a little bar near my house that...
And it... What?
Has nice cake. I'll show you
it. It's a bar with cake?
But it's like a fancy cutie bar.
I love anywhere that will deliver you a single slice. I love anywhere that's
really
going to serve you a single slice of cake and anywhere that's going to deliver you a slice of cake.
This is actually not... This logo that looks kind of homey is deceptive. Oh, see, this is what I got last night.
Wow.
Interesting.
A birthday cake.
So would that be your default cake setting would be like a vanilla cake?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, and it was not goodness. It's not a cheap piece of cake.
It's not a cheap piece of cake. I mean,
can you
honestly,
show me how much this cake costs?
I
think of a number in my – I have a number. I'm going to write it down.
Okay, write it down.
Okay, but write down not only the number you think the cake is, but also including tip and delivery.
Do a full breakdown, Nicole. You need price of cake. Mm-hmm. You need delivery cost, tip, and total.
And if you get one of them right, I think you're more likely to get the cake right and you're more likely to get the full order right, but not the in-betweens.
Okay, great.
That's just my guess.
Okay.
Okay, great. Are you ready?
Try not to go over.
Yes.
Do you want to say?
Yes.
How do we want to do this?
Here's my guess.
Okay.
Okay, so my guess for the price of the cake is $7.50.
That's exactly what it is. How did you know that?
I don't know. I truly don't know. It's possible that I did see it.
That's fucked up.
I think the place that does slices of cake near me might be $7.50. My guess for tip, and this is under. This is under. But my guess for tip is $3.
That's...
Oh, boy.
Okay, so it's... This is the delivery fee?
So delivery fee
is... off the record.
Wow. So the delivery fee is $3, which is what I had. I had $2 for delivery fee.
Okay, now I'm nervous. This is... I always click 20%, and I hope you guys know that.
Yeah.
This is a 20% tip.
That's great.
That's what Seamless told me.
That's great.
It makes me really nervous.
I rounded up to 3 because I wasn't thinking about how Seamless is calculating it for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And so I actually thought that my guess for what the total... Remember what the total was? I remember being like, why is this... double the price of the cake, which it actually kind of is, but I thought it was 15.
Wow, but here's...
You're really fucking close.
I'm really close, but how am I off?
Tax. Is it the tax we didn't think
of? Tax is so high. Tax is almost $1.
Wait, this is so much money.
Yeah.
I didn't finish the cake.
I think we just cracked the code for
did
why Seamless makes money. She spent $7 on cake and it paid twice that.
$14.
Ugh. I don't regret it.
Being able to have cake delivered to your home is a luxury.
Yeah.
And I think some luxuries should be... cost punishing.
Is that the ultimate?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, you should not make. Yeah,
I agree. Yes.
Having cake delivered to your home, there's nothing more luxurious, right?
I think the ultimate luxury would be somebody delivering a mixed cocktail to my home.
Wow.
And nobody will do that yet.
Whoa, you want to? That's insane.
Why?
Do you like cocktails a lot?
I do.
What do you like?
I love an old fashioned. And I'm only okay at making
like
them.
Like in a glass on a tray.
No.
No, you want it in like a coffee cup.
I want it in a coffee cup. I'll take an old fashioned in a coffee cup.
I'm picturing like someone serving to you on a tray. Like it's
yeah,
in a glass. It's,
yeah,
you know,
no, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
But that's an insane way to expect somebody to deliver
but that's,
a drink
through a box.
We're
talking about the ultimate luxury.
What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I just was just noticing that the exactly 1 month ago I got this cake before.
Okay, so I think have we learned something
that's
about maybe what's motivating this?
Maybe.
Oh, what's in that?
Oh.
This one is really good, but it's different. I'll show you. It's called Hotline Bling Cake. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I decided.
You're just going through the random pictures and you thought it would tell you, but it didn't.
I thought it would have
it.
Oh, well, okay. This isn't that clear, and it doesn't usually say go shoddy at your birthday on it.
Does it?
This is cool. I didn't know you could. Oh, this is what it looks like on the inside. I got this because they didn't have birthday cake that night, but also I think it was celebrating.
And this
something.
Is like chocolate. Can you go back? I want to see all the cakes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's just birthday cake.
Oh,
okay.
I can't believe it says that on it. I've never seen the top.
Yeah.
Well, this also looks good to me.
Yeah. I want to do faves and saves.
Faves and saves.
Can we go to your Instagram?
Oh, my God.
Do you save things on Instagram?
You mean like log, like put, yeah, I do.
Okay, that's what I thought. Oh. So you're not saving a ton. Oh my God, you've saved a very similar thing to what I've saved, which is this picture of.
You saved this?
I have on Etsy.
It's a pretty big hand.
I bookmarked it. It's.
Hands are so big.
It's like a ring that's a dog wrapped around a finger.
I think it's so funny and I want it.
Yeah.
But you saved a different dog around the finger.
Yeah,
ring.
I saved a Yorkie.
We have to watch this all together.
Okay.
So this is a dog with what being put on
just
its head?
Just various things. So these are coins, like chocolate coins probably. And
Gelt?
It knows. So this is a...
This is entertaining, but possibly mean. The dog does not look too into this, right?
There's a dachshund, and it just has stuff on its head.
Is that a
and
hot
it's balancing
dog bun?
It. That's a hot dog bun with ketchup on it. A burger with two burgers. And I feel
it's
really
an important
bad.
Conversation to have.
I really like dachshunds as part of this.
Are you going to get one?
I don't think so.
Ava, you have to turn that off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you want to go back to drafts?
Okay.
Because there was something I wanted to ask about.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was this link you sent yourself. You sent yourself a couple Etsy
links.
Yeah,
this is a great one to talk about. So these are some tapestries I sent myself because I was really missing home in 2017. I'm from California.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked up all these things that I could put on my wall that are like photos of like California stuff. But this didn't really remind me of home. And honestly, nor did this. So I ended up getting a different one, but I do have one
you
in
have
my room.
You have a tapestry. You have a California tapestry.
Yeah.
So we've got one that's just a bunch of redwoods and the other one, which is water and rocks, which you specifically don't like.
No, I do. Oh, yeah. I don't like that one. This is – the one I got is similar to this one.
It looks like you're in the ocean.
Yes. See, it's the same shit. Wow. I'm really learning patterns here.
Yeah.
This is awesome. So that was that. I think it was sort
Why
of like.
Why are those links so long? Does Etsy always make really long links?
I guess so.
Those are five. Those are as long as the paragraph we wrote in our email roulette email.
Oh, yeah.
They're mirror links.
Matt, speaking of email roulette, it's time for chickens to come home to whatever.
Whatever.
What's that?
It's time for the second half of email roulette.
So
first,
we do another one?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is where we decided to send it.
So first,
I do have one.
I do have a change.
I do too.
Please.
Is yours the same
I
as mine?
I bet it's the same. So let's see. Let's
one,
see,
two,
let's
three.
Hope
to
see you
on
a bike.
No!
Yes,
no!
Yes.
Can I? Okay, wait. Can this change?
Wait, what?
No,
absolutely not. No, what part are you thinking we're going to let you change it to be less fun? Replace thanks with hope to see you on a bike.
No.
Ava,
what do I do?
Hope to see you on a bike. Great.
Okay. I'm not signing my name.
Okay, but fine. Whatever you need.
I do like that you're like, well, I'm okay with this if we change prescription.
Ava, in 2004, a new symbol was added to the Morse code alphabet The first new symbol was added to the Morse code alphabet in over a decade. What was it? A, hashtag. B, at symbol. C, euro symbol. D, smiley face.
Okay.
Ava, in 2004, a new symbol was added to the Morse code alphabet. Whoa,
are you stuck in a loop? What just happened?
What?
Why did you go into an immediate repeat of that as though you were recording?
It's 2004.
Because you looked nervous.
What's 2004?
There was no at in 2004. I'm going to say that.
It was I wasn't going to say that
Twitter,
one.
Twitter was not a thing yet in 2004.
There was no at?
We were not etting. We were not etting in 2004.
Yes, what's the third Matt, one? Hold on. Matt, there was email in
but
2004.
But we were not using et. It was added for a reason because of it's in the zeitgeist, which is a word I hate.
Right, but you don't think it would be added because they were communicating about email addresses?
I think that's a good point.
Hashtag we can take out without question. I don't think that we can get rid of at so quickly. Yes. There's no way it's hashtag.
That's interesting. What are the other ones? Was poop emoji one of them?
No. Hashtag at symbol euro symbol. Which is my bet.
Why?
And then D smiley face. But I don't know when the euro happened. The European Union was...
No, the euro didn't happen in 2004. It happened in like 1999.
So then that makes sense that they would have added it in 2004.
Yeah.
So that, then they would have maybe taken time to add it in Morse code. Yeah, I don't know.
But let's posit your scenario where the et symbol comes into play in Morse code.
I'm just saying you can't write it off. Okay, so Morse code.
Yes, you're Morse coding a message.
The smiley face
not SOS.
Okay.
SOS. Tell my mom I love her. Her email is mom@hotmail.com.
AOL. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I just thought the at symbol existed.
When did email come into play?
Oh, the 90s.
So I feel like it would have been there already.
That could have been an addition.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Are smiley face on the table?
Matt and I do not know.
No, we don't.
And I think are playing for real for the first time in a long time.
Wait, what?
Usually we're like trying to be sneaky. I think you and I actually are trying to
crack
it.
You have never tried to help.
I know, and I'm legit trying to help.
You're helping because this is a horrible email.
Yeah, this is a really bad email.
But with no stakes.
I don't think this is confusing. I think this is just aggressive, right?
Really?
I think it's confusing. I don't think this is aggressive. I think this is the sort of thing where she's going to forward it to people and be like, do you have any idea? And then she's going to look you up and she's going to be like, oh, she's a comedian. She was being weird.
No. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
Can I change prescription?
Absolutely not.
You know what? What's funny is
Here you can. You can change it to purse-scription. And that's the only thing you can change.
But you don't have to have the dash. You don't have to have the dash. Agreed? Purse-scription, one word.
I'm not doing purse-scription. I don't like the dash.
Well, that's okay, can we agree on?
Okay, actually, and let's do a read of the email just so people know what the stakes are.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Okay, well then do it and then get the question right.
I don't know which one it is. Can I guess two?
Yes.
But we're going to read the email first, right?
Yeah, of course.
Hi, just your neighborhood Ava here. I noticed my payments haven't been going through for about a month. I'm happy to cancel, pause, or update my prescription. Just let me know what you want to do. I don't want to either delete you before we're ready to break up or for dumb old computer bots to charge me again. Let me know what you want to do, and I'm happy to help. Hope to see you on a bike.
And just to be clear, we read the earlier email before, but this is almost word for word the same, a mirroring technique, and we added hope to see you on a bike.
Technique.
I don't actually want you to send this one. I really don't.
Really?
Yeah. I'm rooting for you here. Sometimes I'm like, oh, this would be fun. Like, we should send. I hope that we send this one.
Right. So what you get two, you're going to look
sorry.
At Rachel, you're going to say what your
I
answer
get two
is.
Choices?
I'm going to let you have two choices, yeah.
You are.
50-50.
Wait, all right, that's a new, we've been doing one.
I know we've been doing one, but.
Nicole, you are all over the place. You're like, Matt, this has a bad email. I've got you on record saying, Matt, it has no stakes if we give them multiple choices. Okay, that's fine,
yeah,
whatever you want.
I agree. Well, okay. Because here's why I'm doing it. Because this fucking freak, some part of her is hell-bent on smiley face, and I think that's a throwaway answer, so I want to give her a second.
Give her smiley face, and then...
You think it's a throwaway answer?
I think smiley face is nuts.
So you're calling this a 1 out of 3, basically.
I think so, yes.
Okay.
I was going to say hashtag first.
Well, we
know it's not hashtag.
I know, but that's funny, because that was insane when you said it was insane, but hashtag was my first impulse.
Under Nicole's bizarre conditions, you can guess smiley face for free... So I would suggest doing that. No, you get another.
I'm going to do it first. No, I'm going to do something else first.
Okay.
Oh, and then that's your fallback.
So if I get it, then I'll just say smiley.
Okay, great.
Okay.
What are they again? Sorry, I'm really
sorry. No, it's okay.
Let's just do
Euro. Hashtag, at symbol, Euro, smiley face. Truly, what do you think is most likely?
I need to read it in the reflection of her glasses.
She doesn't give you anything. We've learned that.
I'm looking at cake.
Really? Okay. It's...
You can go into a... Do you want to go into your mind palace and see if you see it there?
Like this? What's a mind palace?
Nicole, do you remember how this works?
Yeah, you just... You go there and you visualize. Okay, so close your eyes. You're in a palace. You're walking down a hallway. There are tapestries of California lining the walls.
Nice.
And soldiers. Why? But without weapons.
Okay.
They're holding books. They're all holding copies of Les. And then you get, and because they're guarding. They're guarding something valuable. You get to the end of the hallway, and on a pedestal is the answer. You lift up the cover, and inside of a coffee cup is the answer. And it is?
It's Euro.
It's fucking smiley face.
Rachel says it's not Euro.
What if it's fucking smiley face? Well, I bet on her intelligence because I think you're very smart.
I think I'm very smart too.
Do your other answer because that's all you've got now.
No, what's the other one?
You're only you.
Hashtag at symbol smiley face.
Wait,
pick one of those three.
No, she doesn't get to pick one of those three. She gets to only pick smiley face now. Okay. Those are the rules, right? Or am I wrong?
I'm fine with whatever. I'm truly fine with whatever.
You know what's crazy is that there are only four options. If I guess two of the wrong ones, that's insane.
Okay, yeah. Try it. We're giving you a bonus here because we're feeling nice.
Smiley face.
Rachel, what was it?
The at symbol.
Oh, who steered you away from that?
Matthew.
You guys didn't really think it was at, though, did you?
No, I clearly thought it was Euro, but at was in. At would have been my second answer.
But
if
we agreed
I had
at was in the conversation after my initial.
Yeah.
This is so embarrassing because I'm now that I hear it, I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
You shouldn't be embarrassed. Matt should be embarrassed.
Well, I think we'll go back and listen to that. And when this day is written, the story of this day is written, we'll see that I didn't lead you that far astray.
Okay. All right. So, Ava.
Yeah.
On a count of three.
Okay.
One, two, three. And now you sent.
Okay, send. Message sent. Are you proud of me?
Yes.
Yes.
You did a good job. Thank you so much. Yeah, do you have anything you want to promote besides your show that I kept forgetting the name of?
No. No, I don't have anything.
Okay, great.
Really.
Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for having me. Happy Monday. It's Tuesday.
And if you want to find us, you can get us at inboxthepodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter at inboxthepodcast.
Am I allowed to say fuck on this podcast?
You are.
Sort of like inbox, fuck, okay.
No, she wants to be mentioned on the podcast.
She wants to come on the podcast, and I don't know why. You won't let her.
I absolutely will let her.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime.
What's she doing right now? Anytime?
Right now.
Right now.
I got to go somewhere. But we will have her on if you want to.
You bet. Maybe. Well, I mean, here's the thing, Matt. We just recorded our last episode.
Oh, wow.
So I guess if people want to hear your mom on the podcast, how do people get us back for season three?
Here's what you would do. Rate it. Review it. On Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the show. Listen. Tell your friends. That could be really helpful too.
Stop, drop, and roll. And then I was like, is that anything?
Is stop, drop, and roll anything?
I know it is something, but I'm like, is that a joke to finish off? Like, does that make sense as a joke in response to what you just did? And then I was
no,
like, I don't think it is.
It's not.
But then because I didn't make it, it just looked like I had a coma.
But you did make it.
No, but before I made it.
Okay, but ultimately.
You finished talking.
Right.
And I looked like I had a coma.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is bad. I got to explain what happened.
Do you have a coma or do you go into a coma?
You have a coma. Sometimes you have a coma.
Sometimes you got a coma.